Good morning, children. Welcome to Module 4 of Arithmetic Progression. Here, we are going to do a few sums of exercise 5.3. Look at the first example. Find the sum of the AP 2, 7, 12, so on up to 10 terms. This is a very straightforward sum, very simple one. A is 2 here, D is 5, N is 10. What is our formula? SN equals n by 2 into 2a plus n minus 1 into d. Substituting, we get S10 equals 245. Let us discuss another example where a is 5, d is 3, an is 50. That is, the last term is 50. We don't know n here. What is our first step? We have to find out what is n. Substituting a plus n minus 1 into d equals 50, we get n equals 16. Now we know our formula. Sn equals n by 2 into 2a plus n minus 1 into d. Substitute the values and get Sn equals 440. In the sum, the 12th term is given as 37, D is given as 3. You are asked to find A and sum of 12 terms. Again, we have to find out A here. So, A12 equals A plus 11D. We have A12, we have D. Substitute, we get a linear equation in A. Solve for it, we get A equals 4. Now S12 will be 12 by 2 into 2A plus 11D. That gives you 246. The next example. How many terms of the following series, minus 12, minus 9, minus 6, must be taken so that the sum may be 54? What is given here? Sum is given as 54. What is our A here? Minus 12. What is the common difference? 3. What is asked? N is asked. How many terms? N is asked. Now substitute in the SN formula. You get N square minus 9N minus 36 equals 0. So you get a quadratic in N. Solve for it. You get N equals 12 and minus 3. The number of terms cannot be negative. So what is the final answer? N equals 12. The next one is an interesting one. Find the sum of the first 200 terms of the following series. He doesn't mention as arithmetic progression. Observe the series 1 plus 4 plus 6 plus 5 plus 11, so on up to 200 terms. Children, it is not an arithmetic progression. Let us see if we can convert it to an arithmetic progression. Let me add the first two numbers. What do I get? 5. 1 plus 4, 5. Again, let me add 6 plus 5. I get 11. The next two numbers, 11 plus 6, I get 17. So, actually, I am getting an arithmetic progression. Look at the progression once again. 5, 11, 17, 23, and so on. The first term is 5. The difference is 6. And the 200 terms have reduced to 100 terms now. Isn't it? Now it is easy to substitute in the SN formula. N is 100, A is 5, D is 6. Substitute for S100, you get 30,200. The first term of an arithmetic sequence is minus 1 and the 15th term is 27. Find the common difference and sum of the first 15 terms. What is given, children? A is already given. The 15th term is 27. A plus 14D is 27. We don't have D here. Our first step is to find out D. Substitute, you get D equals 12. Now it is easy to find S15. N by 2 into A plus L, that is N by 2 into minus 1 plus 27. Simplify, you get 195. This one is an easier one. Find the sum of the first 15 numbers ending in 5. What is our first term? 5. What is the second term? 15. The third term will be 25. What is the common difference here? 10. We want the sum of first 15 numbers. So n is 15. Now substitute in the formula. What is A15? 5 plus 14D. That is 5 plus 14 into 10. That gives us 145. Now what is S15? 5 plus 145 into 15 by 2. That gives us 1125. Next sum. Find the angles of a convex quadrilateral knowing they are in an arithmetic progression and D is 25 degrees. The sum of the interior angles of a quadrilateral is 360 degrees. So what is the sum of these four angles? 360 degrees. Let me say the first angle is A1. What is the fourth angle? A plus 3 into 25. Now what is the sum of the angles? N by 2 into A plus L. That gives us A1 plus 75 into 4 by 2 equals 360 degrees. Solve the linear equation. You get A1 is 52.5 degrees. You can find out the other values. This one is about a right triangle. The smaller leg of a right triangle is 8 cm in length. Calculate the other two, knowing that the sides of the triangles form an arithmetic sequence. Let A1 be the first term. A2 will be A1, which is given to be 8. So the second leg will be 8 plus D. What is the third term here? 8 plus 2D. He says it is a right triangle. What should come to your mind immediately? The Pythagoras theorem. The hypotenuse should be the longest side. That will be 8 plus 2D here. So 8 plus 2D the whole square will give you 8 plus D the whole square plus 64. Solve for D. You get two values, 8 by 3 and minus 8. The difference cannot be minus 8 because they are the sides of a right triangle. Therefore, the difference will be 8 by 3. So, the three sides will be 8, 32 by 3 and 40 by 3 units. If the sum of the first n terms of an AP is 4n minus n square, what is the first term? What is the sum of first two terms? What is the second term? Similarly, find the third and the tenth and the nth terms of the progression. This is a very interesting sum, children. What is given to you? Sn is given to be 4n minus n square. Remember, children, a term cannot be a degree 2 expression, but sum of the terms can be a degree 2 expression, 4n minus n square. Let us continue. What will S1 be? Substitute n equals 1. S1 will be 4 into 1 minus 1 square. That gives you 3. S1 is nothing but the sum of the first term. Means what? S1 is nothing but the first term itself. So S1 is equal to A1. So we've got our first term as 3. Now let us substitute n equals 2 in Sn equals 4n minus n square. Yes, 2. What does that mean? It means the sum of the first and the second term. So when you substitute S2, you get 4 into 2 minus 2 square. That gives you 4. What does S2 mean? Sum of the first and the second term. Therefore, 3 plus the second term gives you 4. So what is the second term here? 4 minus 3, that is 1. So we got our first term as 3, second term as 1. Similarly, substitute n equals 3. And continue in the same order, you will get third term equals minus 1. So what is our AP now? It is 3, 1, minus 1, and so on. A contract on construction job specifies a penalty for delay of completion beyond a certain date as follows. ₹200 for the first day, ₹250 for the second day. If he still doesn't pay, he has to pay ₹300 for the third day, and so on. Children, can you see the AP here? The first term is 200 and the difference is ₹50. How much money the contractor has to pay as penalty if he has delayed the work by 30 days? What is 30 here? That is our N. So we have A as 200, difference as 50, N is 30. You have all the variables, substitute in S30. That gives you 30 by 2 into 2A plus 2090. Substitute, you get 27,750. This is another interesting sum. 200 logs are stacked in the following manner. 20 logs in the bottom row, 19 in the next row, 18 in the row next to it, and so on. In how many rows are the 200 logs placed and how many logs are in the top row? Children, what is this 200? That is our SN. What is 20 logs in the bottom row? 20 is our first term. 19 is our second term. 18 is the third term. So what is the common difference here? Common difference is minus 1. Now let us substitute using Sn equals 200, A equals 20 and D equals minus 1. Substitute and you get the answer as 25 and 16. Children, remember you get a quadratic equation here. So you get two values here, 25 and 16. We are rejecting N equals 25 and the number of rows is 16 and the number of logs in the 16th row will be 20 plus 15 into minus 1. That gives you 5. Why did we reject N equals 25, children, here? Look at the AP once again. It is a decreasing sequence. Did you realize? It is 20, 19, 18, so on. It may reach 0, minus 1, minus 2, minus 3 also. Can minus 1, minus 2, minus 3 number of logs be in any row? It is not possible. When you have this type of terms, you get n equals 25. Since the terms cannot be in negative because the number of logs cannot be in negative, the answer has to be 16. Look at this sum. In a potato race, a bucket is placed at the starting point, which is 5 meters from the first potato, and the other potatoes are placed 3 meters apart in a straight line. There are 10 potatoes in the line. A competitor starts from the bucket, picks up the nearest potato, runs back with it, drops it in the bucket, runs back to pick up the next potato, runs to the bucket to drop it in, and she continues in the same way until all the potatoes are in the bucket. What is the total distance the competitor has to run? Children, did you observe? The competitor is running each distance twice. Distance between the first potato and the bucket is 5 meters. Distance between the next two potatoes is 3 meters. So, the second potato is 5 plus 3, that is 8 meters away from the bucket. The third potato is 8 plus 3, 11 meters away from the bucket. So, the series is 5 meter, 8 meter, 11 meter and so on. So, what is our first term here? 5. What is the difference? 3. Total distance traveled for 10 potatoes will be twice 5 plus 8 plus 11, so on up to 10 terms. Why did you get that twice? Because she is covering the distance twice. What is the SN now? 2 into 10 by 2 into 2A plus 10 minus 1 into D. Substitute the values and simplify. You get 370 meters. Children, you are in a position to work out all the sums of exercise 5.3. Thank you, children.